back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club. As usual, the first rule of Fife Club is...
talk about Fife Club.
One of these days.
He did it.
Well, we're going to barbershop quartet.
I want some oomph.
Well, I'm afraid.
Pizzazz. Even James was a bit shit last time.
I'm afraid I sat here in your house for about half an hour before you offered me a cup of tea, and I've still not drank my cup of tea yet. So I am not going to be at full banter speed until I've finished this cup of tea.
All right, fair enough. I mean, it's not like you need to be banterous. It's the one line that we say every week. But, you know, it's fine. It's
too
okay.
Busy drinking my tea.
It's the only bit of script we've got this week.
Well, anyway, it's, you know, you have been talking to us, and it's nice to see you guys, you know, interacting as well. So thanks to everyone that has chatted with us this week and sent us pics and links and, of course, all your love. Mm. And if you don't see our posts anymore, it's because Facebook's changed its algorithm. I think we're definitely having less people seeing it now.
Damn.
Yeah.
They want us to pay.
Yeah. So.
Find us.
Wait till our Patreon's up and running, and then you can pay for us to advertise to you.
Moving on.
Anyway, around the mics with my good self Kutch this week is Jamie.
Hello.
Mags.
Oh, is that all we're getting?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Kutch.
Well, look, if you can't be arsed.
Half an hour for a cup of tea, and you've not even introduced me properly. Like, I'm starting to question whether this is a good way to spend my Wednesday night.
1 in 12 Wednesday nights. And hi, guys.
All right, Kutch.
Sorry, Dave, I forgot you were there.
Fucking. I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
He's just replaced his usual script with meanness, listeners.
Yeah, I kind of run out of time today and work and all that.
Are you still broken from the weekend?
A little bit. I've been broken all week.
Well, actually, the problem, you can't do 2 days in Glasgow anymore.
I can't do 2 days of, like, pretty much wall-to-wall drinking. The Saturday was silly. Like, yeah, just so you know, Fife fans, I think I signposted it last week, but I was out in Glasgow again for Celtic Connections and saw Skippinish on the Friday night, who were absolutely banging. Although it was a sit-down gig in the pavilion, and they wouldn't let us take drink in. So for 3 hours...
What?
Yeah, so for 3 hours, we were sober. We'd had a few drinks beforehand, a drink in the bar. There was a, like, 15-minute break between the... supporting that, where we all ran out and
nobody has to run
had
out.
A quick
yeah.
bottle and then he back in.
He doesn't like you take drinking at gigs.
Bloody pavilion, apparently.
Bloody
but yeah, so you know, it was all right. They were cracking down on folk dancing as well until the end when Norrie McKeever was just like, everybody up and dance! And yeah, they had their work cut out for them. it was good, really good. They were good. And then, I'll keep saying good. Then we went out and got absolutely blasted. Which was good, and then...
good, it's been a good weekend.
And then the next day, Lindsay from the Colton Daisies, who we were out with, took us along to Pizza Punks in Glasgow for lunch. It's on St. Vincent Street, sort of down towards the bottom end of it. It was really good. We went in there.
What kind of food do they do?
So, pizza.
Oh, did not get that from the name.
Wow. You're right, Max. You aren't ready for banter.
That's a steak restaurant.
But yeah, no, they do really good pizza. I can't recommend it enough. It's like sourdough base. You get to choose unlimited toppings, which apparently some people do go in and ask for all of the toppings and end up with a really shit pizza. But I was kind of intrigued by how shit you could make your pizza. I didn't do
that's a great idea. I love to make shit pizzas.
Can I just be controversial and say I think pizzas are pretty shit anyway?
Get out.
Well, just cheese. Can I go in and make a pizza without cheese on it?
Yeah, you can.
That's my kind of pizza.
Yeah.
We've got pizza without cheese on it.
That is not my kind of pizza.
No, it's cheese, more cheese, double cheese, and lots of meat.
Cheese is a vegetable on my pizza.
Is that a kind of meat?
Definitely is.
Tasty yellow beef. I'll stop there.
No. Absolutely.
What did you have on your pizza? I know you're dying to tell us.
I really can't remember because I was so hungover that it was that sort of like, I just looked at it and the guy came up and I just went, that, that, go away, please, leave me alone. But we went straight back on it, pint of Staropramen, 1 o'clock, after, like, being out till, what, 2, and, yeah, aye.
You're so wild.
Oh, so wild. Honestly, these days, that is wild. But yeah, then we were kind of like stuck for a couple hours on what to do. We thought, oh, we'll go out and go somewhere else. Yeah, instead we stayed in Pizza Punks and we went through their cocktail list and had like 3 cocktails in there. It was fucking great. The staff were brilliant. Really good laugh. Yeah, totally recommend it. Staropramen is straight from Prague as well, in one of the big copper distill things. So
I do like a pint really of Staropramen, yeah. I have to say.
I do, but my kidneys don't.
Well, yeah, totally. We all went to Dave's that weekend, got fucking smashed.
Well, we had whilst you were in Glasgow, and you had a good time, and it was good.
It was
had
good. Time. Real good time.
We were having a party at Dave's house, which
and
was...
And it was all right.
Which was... it was nice.
It was nice. Yeah. So I had a good time, and you guys had a nice time.
That was all right.
I stayed far too late, like, totally didn't realise the time.
Yeah.
What time did you... So me and Craig left about 1 a.m. It was about 1 a.m. because we had the dog, and I was worried the dog was going to shit on the carpet. But yeah, it's fine. What time did you guys stay until?
4 a.m.
Yeah. Got, like, well, we stayed. Up, stayed.
Still, yeah. I'm still there. Charlotte's hating it. No, like, we stayed up drinking until 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I woke up on the couch at 7 o'clock in the morning with a tidy living room, because I'd stayed awake while steaming and tidy the living room. And I was like, yeah, I tidied the whole house. And then went there in the morning to make a cup of coffee and realised what I did, I just put everything in the kitchen. So it looked like fucking Beirut. Not good. Not
who
good.
Won? You have to do a game of cards against humanity when I left. Oh, can you remember who won? Did it just descend into drunkenness?
I can't remember. Genuinely can't remember.
Did not.
Too much whiskey. Too much whiskey.
People never actually went at cards against humanity, do they?
No, I think...
just get annoyed and wander off.
I don't even know annoyed. I think generally, yeah, they're just quite a fun game to play.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
Yeah.
It's all right, it's a good way to celebrate a year anniversary for Five Club.
Yeah, without me.
Yeah. Without the main fucking founder and host, but, you know, that's fine.
He only does all the fucking work.
Maybe the next first year anniversary, you'll be there.
So, yeah, any listeners who are under 30 just now, be warned, this is what your 30s look like.
We're still hungover.
4 days later, fuck. But yeah, talking about the fact that I do everything on the podcast, a little bit of an announcement to make. Five Club has made its negotiated its first sports rights deal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sky Sports, woo! Here you go.
Yeah, we're going to cover Braveheart MMAs and... what is it?
Arena Fight Promotions.
Arena Fight Promotions first event at the Kirkcaldy Ice Arena.
Now, I saw this on Facebook and I'm not the biggest MMA fan. However, if people are fighting on a sheet of ice, I might be persuaded to watch that. Are they going to be like on the ice whilst they fight?
Well,
it's like Disney on Ice.
Ah, yeah, are they going to be sliding around punching each other? Because that would be fucking amazing.
Why not?
Yeah,
that's definitely what's going to happen.
But wait, I'm in. Can I commentate on that, please?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're going to do that. It's the 16th of June.
That's the
16th
one,
of June.
Totally.
So we're going to take a couple of mics along, and we'll probably just sit up in the the seats, funnily enough. And, my banter was great tonight, guys. We'll sit in the seats and, yeah, just in between fights, we'll come in and give a wee roundup of what's going on and have some chat and see if there's anybody that wants to chat with us. If so, brilliant. And we'll bring that to you guys. So, aye, lining up events right, left and centre. And do you know what? You know, they go on about how these sports deals go into months of negotiations and it's, you know, paperwork everywhere. Pff, mate, just a Facebook message.
What message? That's
I come along with a couple of monks? Aye, cool.
You don't need these lawyers and fucking negotiators.
That's it. Well, you've got Gary and Sally, who are the ones that own and run Arena, the gym, and they're like two of the nicest people going, so... The moment we're just like, can we come on and do a podcast? And they're like, yeah, that's great. Cheers. Yeah. It's like, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. So yeah, we're lining up events right, left and center.
Downside though.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like you're going to have to go to Kirkcaldy for this day out.
We are Five Club. We have to be...
Oh, but clearly, everyone knows Kirkcaldy's the shittest place in Fife, and but... it smells of lino.
Like, still.
Still, like 20 years after the factory closed down.
Clinging on to the past.
Fucking lino sniffers, look.
However, Kirkcaldy Ice Arena, or Fife Ice Arena, as some people know it, is a grand place to be. Because
I've never
it is.
Been. I have to say, I've never been. We used to go, because I'm from the other end of Fife.
Yeah,
yeah, it's quite far.
We used to go to Stirling to go ice skating. That was our nearest ice rink.
But Stirling don't have a team.
No, yeah. And also, I'm not sure they even have an ice rink anymore. It was pretty grotty and run down.
The oldest ice hockey franchise in the UK.
UK, yeah. The older Five, Five Flyers.
Oh, Five Flyers. Flyers.
Yeah. Older than many NHL teams.
No, it wasn't Fife. It was Edinburgh. But I was in Canada a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and at a conference on a kind of remote, out of the way First Nations reserve. Mm-hmm. And this guy just randomly started talking to me. I was like going for a walk one day, and this guy came up to me. He was like, "Oh, you're not from here?" I was like, "No, I'm here for the conference and stuff." He was like, "Oh, is that a Scottish accent?" And I was like, yeah, man. And he was like, "Are you from near Edinburgh?" And I was like, yeah. And he was like, and it turns out his son had been over and spent like 2 years playing for the Edinburgh Capitals. Ice hockey team. Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. And he knew loads about, like, he was talking about how they had a nice time there and like played against all these different teams. And I was like, "Oh, well, I'm from Fife. We've got a team." He was like, "Oh, yeah, I've heard of these and stuff like that." Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was kind of cool random link on the side of the world.
It's amazing. I mean, the hockey fans are mental across the world, and like a lot of them do know. But the players, like, sometimes like the off seasons for the big leagues and that are like overlap with the leagues here, and you quite often get folk coming over either coaching or playing, and you know, so that kind of thing. Sometimes they just come across. I mean, there was a point when there was a big NHL
strike
in the States, but there was a lot of the European players like ended up playing in
came back
to Europe and back to or came here. Like the Elite League had a fantastic year of like AAA players because there was just folk milling about.
I feel like we should have a Five Club trip to the ice hockey.
Yeah, I think we should as well.
That's worth going to Kirkcaldy for.
That would be another sports deal, maybe a bigger deal. Maybe a phone call more than a Facebook message.
Yeah. Well, first focusing on like a new experience, things, interesting things you can do in Fife.
Yeah.
Go watch the ice hockey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. That would be fun.
Aye. Yeah.
Well, that is definitely something to look at.
We're getting their stick sponsors.
We keep talking about it, but it's still costly.
Well, when that patron like, gets set
maybe
up.
We won't.
It's like 40 quid or something to get like on the socks. But yeah, and you get in the
program
as well. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. Cool.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So see what I did there? See what I did there? I'm not even excited about this film at all. And I managed to get a link.
So yeah, I take it everybody out there will have been as excited as me and at least Jamie are about the trailer for the Solo, Star Wars Solo movie.
Trilogy.
Hope it's not a trilogy. So yeah, there was a teaser trailer at the Super Bowl, and then the trailer was released the next day. Thoughts?
It looked, considering there's been a lot of reports that it's a disaster, it didn't look too bad. But you could still make a good trailer out of a bad film. So it looked better than I thought it would. Suicide Squad is a prime example of a great trailer and a terrible film.
Yeah.
But so it looked good. And I really liked the look of it and like the actual like atmosphere of it. A bit jokey, a bit serious, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looked all good.
Who is the director for it, and have they done stuff before?
So the director is Richie Cunningham.
You say that like I should know Ron who that Howard. Is.
Happy Days.
No, it's Ron Howard, mate.
Ron?
Yeah, it's Richie Cunningham.
Richie Cunningham, yeah.
Yeah, correct me, thanks.
Sorry.
When I'm right. It's Richie Cunningham, Richie C. from Happy Days.
Oh, okay,
Ron Howard.
Yeah. Ron Howard is the character.
He's the director.
Right, okay, Ron Howard's the name of the director and Richie was the character.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I thought Jamie was right.
Really jumped the shark on that one.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay.
Nice one.
But he's done a few big films now, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he's done 13.
Did he do Apollo 13?
Yeah, but then he also did Angels and Demons.
He did Rush. Yeah. but he did Rush, though. Yeah, that kind of makes up for everything.
And then he also did Da Vinci Code.
Oh, God. Ups and downs, isn't it?
So the
it could be a stink quicker. It well, could be a classic.
Mayo and Kermode have a thing with them where it depends which Ron, which one turns up. If it's Ron Howard or if it's Wrong Howard. but yeah, it was actually originally being directed by Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, who directed the Lego Movie. Mm-hmm. Like big, obviously got big plaudits for that. They're big into their ad lib sort of comedy kind mm-hmm. of stuff. They filmed what, 6 months worth?
Yeah.
And then apparently they showed, well, I think the guy that plays Solo wasn't happy with it and whinged to Disney about it, or Kathleen Kennedy, head of Lucasfilm. And then, they watched it and were really unhappy with it and fired them. Oh. And then brought in Ron Howard, who then had to go and pretty much film 80% of the film or something like that. Yeah. Reshoot 80% of the film.
And who is the guy, the lead character guy? I kind of recognise his face, but has he been in stuff before?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what, though.
No.
I really couldn't tell you. I mean, like I say, few films, but I think he's relatively newcomer on the scene. Mm.
I watched both trailers this afternoon because mm-hmm. there's two, and you both have seen it. Dave, have you seen the trailers?
I haven't even seen that last Star Wars movie that came out.
I think I mentioned this before, but I've only ever seen one Star Wars film mm-hmm. in my life, and it was the first of the modern ones that came out in like 1999, which I believe is like the worst one.
Yeah,
I'm coming at this completely new. I watched the Star Wars trailer, the Solo trailer, and I have some questions which I've written down on a piece of paper.
Okay.
I'm now going to read them.
All right, let's hear it.
So please answer these with your best answers. Is that the robot from Short Circuit making a cameo?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
I
wish it was.
I really hope so.
There is no Johnny Five in this film.
Johnny Five, that was his name. Oh, right, okay. Well, I'm unlikely to go and see it then. Why is it called Solo when he clearly has lots of friends? It's just like the whole trailer's about him getting his gang together and having all these friends, and then it says Solo, and it's like, well, that's not true.
they'll die in the end.
Do you think that's what it is? No?
It's because his name is Han Solo.
Well, on that note, is that a joke about masturbation?
Oh God, it is like speaking to someone that hasn't been alive for the last 30 years.
These are genuinely the things I wrote down as I was watching. Right, okay. So I'll ask you some more questions that you might be able to actually answer this time. Why is everything in the future dirty?
It's not in the future. It's a long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Oh, is it in the past? Yeah. Right, okay. Why is everything in the past dirty?
Because it was the past.
But
it's not. It's all clean and shiny.
No, but it's not in the trailer. Everything's dusty and they're all rusty cars. Lots of rusty cars without any wheels on them.
That's because we have had a glorious republic where things were great, and now we've got the Tories running the... Empire running the joint. They've just run it into the ground.
Okay, on a similar note then, why is everyone in the past Australian? Like, there's pretty much every accent I heard in the trailer was Australian.
Woody Harrelson wasn't. And
Neither is Emilia Clarke.
Go back and watch it. Is it being filmed? Sounds like
it's not being filmed in Pinewood? Or is
and the Imperial sort of guy that was talking to him, he was English.
Yeah.
They sounded Australian. Mm. Certainly one of them was all very Australian.
I'll have to have a listen. I think it's getting filmed at Pinewood as well.
Yeah, because normally it's like Americans and English, because all the bad guys are English and all the heroes are American.
Well, go back and listen to it. When I thought it was in the future, I thought it was making a point about how when all the accents merged together, we'll all be Australian. But now you've told me it's the past, that doesn't
work. The worst of all worlds.
Right. Okay, I have a couple more questions. What is the massive space octopus thing that was really scary?
We don't know.
It's
not the Sarnak, is it?
No, Sarlacc. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's in space. So there's always a monster. So space, I think they've just put a space monster in it. Yeah. Possibly something to do with the Kessel Run.
of the space octopus. It could be the Kessel Run.
Yeah, because they reckon that's the there's going to be a little bit of that. See him do the do it in 12 parsecs.
Right. He says under he does 12 it. Parsecs. Yeah, he says it. He says he does it in so many parsecs. Yeah. But parsecs is a measure of distance, not time. Doesn't make any fucking sense. Anyway,
well, it doesn't make any sense in our world, but that's a galaxy far, far away.
We still speak English, mate. So parsecs, parsecs.
No, that's the babble fish in your ear, mate.
Anyway.
Okay. Another question. The film is it on Memorial Day? When is Memorial Day?
Oh, I should know that. Because
did you like both of them at the end? It was like, zoom, zoom. Ooh, fancy trailer.
I think it's May sometime, isn't it?
Shit.
Yeah.
I think this is not intended for the audience. I have no fucking clue when Memorial Day is.
It's either May or June.
It's May. I'm pretty sure it's May. I'm pretty sure we have Avengers, and on the back of Avengers is Solo.
Oh.
Yeah, because they do. Because they do a lot of fight cards near Memorial Day as well. So
why
I should
are they memorializing on Memorial Day?
I guess their version of Remembrance Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So we remember the our fallen dead by going to watch a film about giant space octopuses.
Yes.
On the 28th of May.
28th of May, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, because I think, Avengers is like the 13th of May or something like that. It's like right at the start of the month and then it's at the end of the month.
Disney's going to make so much money.
Yeah, if Solo bombs, it's going to make... It'll make its money back.
Yeah. We stripped most films this year.
Yeah.
Well, are you more enlightened now, Mags?
Well, just the one final question, which has not yet been answered, is what the fuck is going on?
That's all. So, it's basically a prequel to the... although they don't like using the word prequel anymore because that has negative connotations with Star Wars. The prequel films. So it's a Star Wars story, but it's set before the first or the original film, Star Wars New Hope, about the character Han Solo, who was played by Harrison Ford.
And they seem to be sticking to a lot of the canon stuff, like he was in the Empire and he got kicked out and glad it, you know, that's where he learned.
Kind of helping to build the universe.
Yeah.
So it is expanding it. However, there's been a lot of chat about how it's a car crash. Like, it's because of the change in directors. Mm. Apparently, the guy that's playing Solo, Adrian, or is it Adrian?
Brody?
No.
It's not Adrian Brody.
I can't remember his name. But apparently, he can't act. He can't ad-lib. There's lots of things like this which are potentially a problem.
Is that Alden Ehrenreich?
Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
Dave knows nothing about Star Wars and it's just we did things.
I haven't seen the trailer.
We're talking about this on the chat earlier on. Watch the trailers.
But yeah, it's just... it's basically about how he comes to be the kind of scoundrel that he is in the first film. But
card game with Lando as well.
Yeah.
You saw Lando actually holding cards. He's meant to win his ship, the Millennium Falcon, off of Lando Calrissian, who's played by...
Glover.
Glover. Donald Glover.
And was originally played by...
Billy Dee Williams.
That's the one.
But yeah, so looks like we're going to see that as well. Card game where he gets it. And the Millennium Falcon looks all clean and new.
And it's got
in the new films, it looks all old and tatty.
No, it's just in contrast to the dirty
surroundings. No, this bit was white.
Everything was dirty and dusty.
Everything
the question is, what did he do to make it that manky?
Smoking, mate. It's got that sort of yellowy tinge to it.
It was filmed before the smoking ban.
My dad's blind used to have the same yellowy tinge.
It's that beautiful Fagnolia.
Mixture of Lesty's M and Cheesecake and fags. There's no
vaping in a galaxy far, far away.
Actually, vaping's one of the things they do. It's like when people started vaping,
like shisha.
Yeah,
kind of.
But they do like shisha and they have vapey things in the old Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
So when people were starting vaping in pubs before, you know, it was made clear, I was like, holy shit, this is like Star Wars. It's fucking Malcolm in a cantina.
One of the other suggestions was that he's was it Carillion? And we don't really know much about Carillions. It could be that they just secrete some kind of horrible yellow ooze. Don't know. I think it'll be interesting. I don't know if I can get excited about it. I'm holding my breath.
The trailer, it looked better than all the reports said, but you can make a brilliant trailer from a terrible film.
There was another point that I'd read about was that a lot of the special effects and the sets and everything like that, they're already there. They're built. They're pre-made to just be slotted in.
Yeah.
So the story, you know, the story already has all this built, essentially. It's what's in between. It's all the acting and all the other stuff. And it's, they've shown a lot of how it looks.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. But whether or not the story's any good, how, whether or not it ties together, whether or not it's, you know, any good acting or anything like that. Woody Harrelson's in it.
That's the thing, though. They don't need to build hype for it because you've already got a fan base there. Every single Star Wars fan will go and see
it. But that's why it's been, everybody's said it's really interesting that they've not promoted it much until now, a couple of months away.
I actually hadn't even realised they filmed it. I thought it was like announced that they were going to make it, and I was just like, that'll be shit.
No, it's me.
Because it's because Star Wars is, but I still watch it. Fuck my life. But yeah, it's one of these things that it's there'll always be a memorable bit from a Star Wars movie.
Uh-huh.
And I just hope that it's not, it's total shit.
I was just going to say, Disney have apparently wrote it down already. They're expecting it to bomb.
Great.
another wee bit of Star Wars news, just to mention it, is that the Game of Thrones writers or producers are getting their own trilogy of films.
Yeah, which will be interesting.
Yeah, when I saw a headline, I thought, oh, they'll be doing the TV series. Mm-hmm. Nope, trilogy of films.
Yeah.
So they're doing a trilogy of
Star Wars films.
Yeah.
But it was Game of Thrones.
It's a Game of Thrones, people behind Game of Thrones.
So interestingly enough, I thought, so again, I've never watched Game of Thrones, but I have watched endless Bank of Scotland adverts, which I thought was a rip off of Game of Thrones. I only found it recently that he's actually in Game of Thrones, apparently.
For like five episodes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but there is a bit in the solo trailer that basically looks like the Bank of Scotland advert. With somebody standing on a snowy hill with like a big furry jacket on. I was like, oh, that looks like Woody Game of Harrelson. Thrones. Is it? Well, there you go. So this isn't the Game of Thrones people.
No.
Doing it.
Since they're doing Star Wars, though, I mean, it'll just be needless sex scenes and fantasy. And it'll be good, but then the last film will be like, it'll miss all the interplay between the characters. It made the show great.
Yeah, except in the second last part of the movie, it'll just be people dying left for the second.
Yeah.
And the last part will just round it all off nicely.
Question I forgot to ask, because this basically determines whether I'm going to go and watch the film or not, is Ewan McGregor in it?
No.
No, okay, although there are rumours that there's going to be a
They have said they are working on it.
They're working on everything.
Yeah.
There's rumours that there's going to be a Kenobi film.
And is Ewan McGregor going to play Kenobi in it?
Well, okay, he would have to, and he's about the right age.
He's the right age now.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be in the desert where he's meant to be and directed by Danny Boyle.
It'd be
fantastic.
That would be amazing. Now, obviously, when I go to watch Ewan McGregor, I'm just supporting the Scottish film industry, and it's in no way sexual.
Speaking of Falcons and sexual things.
See where you're going with this.
SpaceX's Falcon Heavy launch, it looked like a cock and balls. Smaller boosters at the side, one core in the middle.
As it was taken off and he zoomed in on it, it was just that moment of, remember Austin Powers?
Yeah.
It looked like a huge Johnson. It was just like, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
So go and tell me so that you were banging on about this last night, and I wasn't paying attention. So what happened?
It was really cool.
A rocket went into space.
It's the first commercially built, fully commercially built, heavy launch class vehicle. It's the current.
You're boring me already.
I love it. A rocket went into space. You just shot it down with
It can carry double the payload of anything that can fly right now, which means you can get bigger satellites up there for things like internet or Earth observation or going to the moon or sending science payloads to Mars. It can carry people, and it's fully reusable. So the Falcon 9, this is basically three Falcon 9s strapped together. The center core is a bit different. Essentially.
Yeah.
All three don't have any pilots. They're all automatic, and they can all three boosters are reusable. This time, the center booster didn't land. It landed 100 miles off target into the sea at 300 miles an hour. But
that's so funny.
It just blew up. but the two boosters landed perfectly. And two boosters have never simultaneously landed before. So the cost
that was
now,
actually amazing. Yeah. It was the feed had the two cameras, and I was like, why are they showing like the same feed for one booster? yeah. coming down. It's like, that's a bit odd. And then somebody explained, no, you might think that it's the same image. No, that's two separate boosters. And then yeah. it was like, as it was coming down, you saw them land like perfectly. Like,
what's the significance of that?
You can reuse it because just now rockets.
No, but two at the same time.
Oh, it's just that it was. It's just, cool.
It's cool, but it also means you can get more lift off of two of them. Like, because it's three of them together, you can get more lift. So for example, the last rocket, Falcon 9, brought down rocket, because it was reusable, brought down rocket's price massively to about $60-something million per launch.
I'll get a couple in there.
Yeah. But the Falcon Heavy can carry three times as much as the Falcon 9 and only costs a third more at $90-ish million. Which, so it's massively reducing the cost of getting into space.
I still fail to get excited about space travel.
Right, what it's doing is it's also helping out with pollution. You think about it, if it's a reusable rocket, because the amount of space...
Or are we just not going to space? We could spend our money trying to correct the world's problems.
Nah, this one's
well,
fucked.
Or... yeah, or... But this is what I'm saying. Elon Musk, who is like the head of Tesla. SpaceX, multiple other things.
Musk.
he's like approaching it from two different angles here. He's got obviously like Tesla in the electric car and trying to sort of stop the use of fossil fuels as much and convert this into energy. The other side of it is that he's also then looking at, well, he's also looking at the what's the term I'm looking for?
Renewable
energy, where he has an idea of a plan, which is the slates,
the solar roof.
So, like in the States, if it's like if every home had a solar roof, where the tiles were made out of solar panels, essentially, or were solar active, and then every house had essentially a wall, which was a big lithium battery for charging, that you could power like neighborhoods, towns, cities big through this battery. Because it would all connect into the grid. And whenever there was like power not required in one place but required somewhere else, it would come out all the batteries and whatnot. So
we do that already, though. Like, yeah, we have that in the national grid in the UK.
But this is talking about this on a like super level, like every home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about bringing the price. It's about bringing the price down on it, so it's so affordable that if you need to replace your roof,
and then we're saving, we're making so much carbon savings, we can then burn shitloads of carbon and sending rockets up into space for no reason.
Well, actually, is the long term plan is to make SpaceX carbon neutral by changing the next generation of rocket. We're not using kerosene. We're using
catapults.
Yeah, pretty much. No, we're using, I can't remember, not locks. What are they using? They're using something else, which means that they can make it carbon neutral and extract it from the air. But I also, just another point, like, I mean, first of all, space travel is important because we're such a tiny part of the universe and there's almost definitely more interesting stuff going on, and it'll push our understanding of the universe and science forward in unexpected ways. And also, even things you don't realize, like GPS. And
I hate GPS. I refuse to. I do not switch the GPS on my phone because I don't want the government to know where I am.
Well, say you want development in third world countries. SpaceX's big plan, apart from going to Mars, which is more a PR thing, really, but their big plan is to have satellite broadband with loads of satellites in low Earth orbit and provide broadband nearly free to most of the world.
I'm just inherently suspicious of folks like Elon Musk.
Of Elon Musk as well.
Super-duper multi-billionaires who are going to save the planet by chucking loads of money at it. But the solutions that they're looking for are things that are allowing us to continue our lives as they are at the moment. Yeah. And actually, I just think, you know, if we're going to realize the significance of climate change, we have to drastically change how we live our lives. But it's going to be difficult.
This is what I'm saying, is he has, like, obviously these plans of, like, trying to bring down carbon emissions, you know, get, you know, sort of, certainly when it comes to travel and living, have that almost, like, no...
Carbon neutral,
using no fossil fuels at all. The other side of it is, if none of that works, he can fuck off to Mars.
Exactly. Yeah. He's got shitloads of money. Yeah.
Because he's built his commune on Mars.
Yeah. I reckon it's going to be bit by bit. He's building a Death Star. Like, he's just like, I'm going to bring satellite broadband to Earth. He's not. It's just freaking laser beams.
Or like a Dyson sphere around the sun.
That's it. Nobody leaves.
But yeah, you're right. It's like what you're saying about sort of these people, because it's like you've got Elon Musk, you've got Jeff Bezos.
I actually prefer Jeff Bezos's vision, although he doesn't seem to be as good at making it happen, but his vision of space is millions of people, if not trillions, eventually living and working in space, but moving most heavy industry off Earth into space because there's tons of metals and elements and everything you need and free solar energy in space.
I've seen Blade Runner.
So we could just go and pull it space instead of Earth.
Well,
but
there's
like
a lot more space.
You've got a choice. You've got a biosphere on Earth that you can pollute, or you can.
We don't have to pollute it though.
No, we don't have to.
We don't have to pollute.
But if you want everyone,
we can develop alternative ways of living which don't pollute our biosphere.
Yeah, but if you want everyone to have a good standard of living, that's very hard to achieve realistically. And what he'd say is what you could do is you could zone Earth for like agriculture and light industry and put most manufacturing heavy industry into space where it won't endanger a biosphere. And there's so much space, it'll be hard to pollute it.
My response to that, which we're not going to get into just now because it's too late, is what we have at the moment really a good standard of living, Jamie?
Well, I agree that we can, I think we're somewhere in between the two cases, but yeah.
Cool.
Just go to space.
No.
Space. Or do what Matt Damon's doing in his new film, Downsize.
No.
We're not going to talk about it.
That's supposed to be one of the worst movies ever made.
Is it like a new version of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Sort of, yeah. And the idea being that essentially you would downsize, you would make yourself smaller. And by making yourself smaller, the money that you have goes a lot further, so you'd be able to live in a mansion because it's essentially a doll's house. Things like a bottle of vodka would last you your entire life because...
Oh God, so it's about money. So he makes himself smaller so he can have more money.
So the review that I've heard says that it deals with some interesting things. It deals with like environmental issues because obviously by going smaller, you're having a much lower impact. But the other side of it is that it's looking at it that there's also this commercial side that it's actually... You know, you're ending up trying to do it because you want to have everything, essentially.
So it's basically
and you're still being
like,
sold everything.
So it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but trying to make a moral and political statement.
Statement, but apparently...
It's so shit.
Apparently the thing is that it says... That the reviews that I've read have said the first hour is interesting because it has these interesting points and all these interesting things. It's like, oh, that you know is an interesting answer or an interesting way to look at how that there could be a solution to that. If this was a possible technology, but apparently it then just loses its way and doesn't really tie any of them up and becomes a bit of a shit film. So yeah. Anyway,
every other Matt Damon movie, apart from The Martian. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Good Will Hunting is a really good film.
It's a good film. Dogma.
I was disappointed with Martian. I thought it was a bit shit.
Do you know what? The film's okay.
I know you told
it. No, the film is okay. The book. I really enjoyed the book. The book was absolutely phenomenal. It was something that I didn't expect. Somebody at work gave it to me and said, you might like this.
Who wrote the book?
I can't remember the name of the guy, but gave me the book. And very, very seldom do I take a book, open it, and not put it down.
Yeah.
I'll usually, you know, a book could take me a week or 2 weeks or a month, or I've got books there that I've been reading for about 3 years now. That was like a proper page turner, and it was just a really good book.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Recommendation.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, recommendations can lead on other things, such as I would recommend certain people for... I don't know.
Oh, no.
Things that they might deserve for being good at something. Or shit at something.
Well, yeah. Facebook liked to tell us this week that there was a Friends Day.
Yeah.
They were celebrating Friends Day.
They conveniently got in there before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Fuck Valentine's Day.
We're having Friends Day.
Oh, don't talk to your loved ones. Don't spend any money on getting anyone any presents. What to do is celebrate your friends by clicking on an arbitrary link we've sent you online and we'll send them an award.
Yeah, it's an award that they pre-made as well. And some of the categories were where it's like most enthusiastic because somebody had said, well, it was Mark. Mark was my most enthusiastic friend because he'd commented 135 times on my posts. Enthusiastic.
I bet most of them were insulting you.
And then,
I'm just a bit bitter about this because you gave Mark a Facebook friend award and you gave Jamie a Facebook friends award. You did not give me a Facebook friends award. And when I brought this up in the group chat, you said you had, but you hadn't. You just sent me a thing saying that we'd been in 30 pictures together. That's
and
not
then I said, good times, here's to you, pal.
That wasn't an award, though.
I got nothing. Right.
Well, I didn't, yeah, you didn't give anything to you, you didn't give anything to James, you didn't give anything to me. So I suggested that we talk about what awards we'd give each other.
I see, it was a better one.
So...
Well, me and Kutch have apparently had 7 check-ins together.
Yeah. which means,
yeah, 7 check-ins.
Checking in at the clinic.
We've only ever hung out 7 times.
However, what is it? Good company.
Great company.
I think you'll
find. Is that the most times you've ever... Is Jamie the most the person you've hung out with the most 7 times?
On Facebook. So many check-ins. But yeah, again, that kind of shows you how fucking stupid it is. It's like these set awards and you go in and it's like, This person, share. It's literally a click of a button. You don't even care what it's doing. You're just clicking it.
I think you could make... I looked at mine and they were all just what you'd expect. There was an option to make your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's effort. I don't want to have
that's
to...
That's effort, exactly.
Like, Facebook made me things.
You don't actually want to...
I don't want to actually have to show people...
You like them,
yeah, how
you?
Much I like... If somebody can tell me how much I like them, yeah. I'll share it.
I don't want to be influenced by social media.
I know. I can't wait until chatbots get good enough where we can just take over my social media for me. Like, you know when her... when
I can't
like,
wait till they can take over
letters.
The podcast
yeah.
for us.
Yeah, it'll be better. You know when he's writing letters for other people, between people, and having like relationships and stuff? That'll be fucking great. Just get a chatbot to do that for me. That'd be great.
This is Jamie's avatar.
Yeah.
It's well, like that episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Ah, totally. Yeah. Ah. I was going to have a look over Facebook when it came up to those things because it's like I'm on there daily because of work. So I try and avoid it for the whole social media side of things. Mm-hmm. Although a million messages a day. What can you do? So I was having a look and I was kind of, like thinking about my friends who would get what awards, all that sort of stuff. And after, like, the main reason I use Facebook for a social tool now is just to wind people up, occasionally show off, but I don't have much, you know what I mean? So, it's the one award I was going to give was for a recent conversation that I had, right?
Uh huh.
Which a lot of people got involved with as well.
Oh, yes.
And it was worth doing. The award for comments that I need to question regarding things that I know a lot about goes to Stephen Clark. Yeah, Fanny.
Just explain to us, Dave, what this was about.
Basically, yeah, that's a fair point. Kind of goes without, yeah. he had put up a thing on some, I think it was my dad's comments somewhere along the lines. My dad was like, look at my new cat. Look at how I own this cat kind of thing. And he was just like, technically speaking, you can't own a cat. It's classed as a wild animal. And I was like, nah, mate, that's wild cats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it kind of stemmed from there, telling me that people in Baltimore couldn't own cats.
Because a judge in Baltimore had made this decision.
Yeah, and I was like, that's fine.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Baltimore.
It's probably about stray cats as well, rather than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he asked me what I knew about
it. It went on for quite a long time, didn't it?
It was a while. Yeah. to the point where he deleted it.
I hate when people do that. Because you just look mental.
Did he delete it?
He deleted his comment in the end.
Oh, what?
After, I think it was 64 responses. Three of those were mine.
That also deserves an award for persevering with a social media thread when you realise you're wrong, but you're going to persevere with it anyway.
I think the best part was really like about 3/4 of the way through when he decided... I was just joking. Oh, you can't take a joke. It's like, no, you were wrong. You've been shown to be wrong. And then you decided not to back down. And now that we've all like put cases forward and the only thing you had was, some from a case in the States. Just like, it's like, no, you're joking. All right, okay, fine.
So I had to get one of those today at work where underneath one of my work social media posts, some guy had posted called all the Greens geeks. And it was like, oh, I can't believe these geeks in the Green Party, even though no one voted for them, are getting to call to call the shots for the government. They're such geeks.
I mean, let's be clear, that is fairly accurate.
That's first of all, brilliant. I love being called a geek. Like, on social media, he was clearly like a.
Is that what Willie Rennie got in trouble for?
But no, just to clarify, that was not really Rennie that posted this. This was someone else. Anyway, so he posted this, and then one of my colleagues had responded underneath, thanks for your lovely comment. It's great to hear that you're recognising that we're leading the change, that we're making them. Anyway, but then he started posting all this stuff saying that Greens only got 0.6% of the vote.
That's not
and,
true.
Which wasn't true. He pulled out the constituency. We got 0.6% of the constituency vote because we only stood in two constituencies out of 73. So someone else had posted underneath, no, actually, you know, you're only looking at one half of the vote here. We got 6.6% on the regional vote. And he just kept going, no, you're wrong. 0.6%, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. And then halfway through, he realised he was wrong, obviously. And he just came out with, oh, well, it's only that way because the stupid SNP decided the voting system.
They were in government in 1997.
Exactly. Yes. Not only is that an amazing admission that he was wrong, but also he then gets it wrong because it was the Labour government in 1997 that introduced proportional representation to the Scottish Parliament. It was just one of those beautiful moments like, oh, the internet. Oh, I'm spending like an hour arguing with somebody about the Scottish voting system.
What I absolutely love is how he's like, yo, you're all just geeks, 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 and then you know, you just come out with all the numbers and stats that are right.
We have bar charts,
but yeah, it's like an insult, it's like you're calling people that probably quite are happy to identify with that. It's not really an insult, no. Mostly. People that are geeks are geeks, mm-hmm. they're happy to be geeks, you know, it's a thing. Mm. To use that as an insult is just fucking stupid. Man, people.
Does anyone else have an award they would give their friends on social media? I just thought of one for Kutch, actually. I think out of all my friends on social media, or specifically on Facebook, of all my friends on Facebook, mm-hmm. you win an award for not having changed your profile picture position for such a long time that you still have a reference to the Greener in Europe campaign that was like nearly 2 years ago.
But what I'm also going to say to that is the picture has never changed. I've only added two things to it. I've changed it twice, and once was for the referendum where it was green.
Yes, Twibbon.
It was green. Say yes, and then for
the
EU, which was
Frankie says relax,
which is greener in or something greener like that.
So you've had the same. When did you get your Facebook account?
2009, the anniversary was just a few weeks ago.
So you've had the same Facebook profile picture since 2009.
Yep.
That gets an award.
And the picture is from a picture from Connect in 2008.
Yes, Robert Old.
I really like, I don't know if you're on Facebook, but you're 10-year-old. On Twitter, Mags. Yeah, your picture on Twitter.
Oh,
it looks like you're holding a baby. But then if you actually expand the picture, it's clearly bread. But you're looking at it so lovingly
I love that picture, yeah. It's genuinely like cradling a nan baby. Staring lovingly into its garlic butter eyes.
Oh, beautiful.
That was at V-Deep that used to be down in Leith. It was fucking amazing. It was a craft beer and curry house sponsored.
It was
a joint enterprise between Hardeep Singh and the guys who did V-Deep was Williams Brothers, I think. But something went wrong with it. They said they had a flood and it closed, and then they just deleted all their social media and their websites and everything, and it never reopened again. So now Hardeep Singh Kohli's opened a place in Glasgow with the Drygate people, so I need to go through and see it.
But then the Drygate people, they are Williams and Tennants, is it not? Or Williams and Heineken or something like that. It's a joint venture between Williams and somebody.
Tennants
rings a bell.
No, it's I think it is Williams. It's a joint venture.
Not a fan of Drygate.
Glad I IPAs.
That's okay. But otherwise, I'm not the biggest fan of her stuff.
It's never bowled me over with flavour, Drygate. I don't dislike it, but it doesn't... I don't go to the show, I'm like, oh, there's a Drygate there. I don't get excited about it.
No, but if I see it on tap, I would have a... like, Glad Eye IPA from Drygate. If I see that on tap, I'd have it, because it's a good drink. It's a darker, slightly maltier IPA than you're probably normally used to, but... Aye, not bad. Not bad at all.
And does no one else have awards? Even though I suggested this feature 2 days ago.
See, Mark would definitely get the award for the longest holdout on Facebook.
Mark only got Facebook a couple of years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, like, the only reason he got it was for organising our friend Ken's stag do, because it was going to be easier for him. And then he said he was going to close it down afterwards, and he's still there.
He got
134 messages to me, my most enthusiastic friend.
Oh, well, he was always paranoid about, like, people digging up stuff from him. I don't think he trusted himself on social media, did
and
he?
Yeah, so. Here he is doing a podcast with us.
Saying horrific things.
I'm resting my entire future political career on the fact that nobody is committed enough to go back and listen through 300 episodes to find me saying incriminating things. If anybody does that, then fucking well done to you.
I quite like how you also have like started just randomly appearing on the podcast recently, like rather than being every 3 weeks.
It's because I have a life coach. It's because sometimes I have to do things on a Wednesday night. Like, sake.
Thanks for just kicking me in the teeth there.
But no, it's nice to be here though. No, I've been here. Well, I know I had a bit of time off over Christmas and stuff because I was away a lot, but. God, I was coming back for that Stevens drive-thru episode. That was
you know
fun.
What? Our most popular episode.
Yeah. I had people request that, like, from me. They'd heard through the grapevine that we'd done a review of Stevens, and could I send them the link so they could listen to it? So, yeah, I hope people have enjoyed it, and they come back and they listen to us again.
I think
tonight's slightly tired ramble hasn't put them off too much.
Well, I mean, Christ, we did a tired ramble a couple of weeks ago, and that got us trending number one on the Podomatic web page. That was mental. Haven't been back there, mind you.
Oh, well, another time.
Yeah. Maybe once again. Will we take a little trip?
Into the Malteser bag.
Into the Malteser bag, Mags. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the evening where we go a little Radio 4. Desert Island of Dicks.
I was going to say, do we eat bit this music?
Dongo!
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 You do the seagull noises.
My name's Kirsty Wark.
It's not Kirsty Wark.
No, Kirsty Young. Sorry, my name's Kirsty Young. So, yeah, we went out on another little voyage. What were we in this week?
A skidoo.
A skidoo?
Why not?
Fair
skidoo's
enough.
Skidoo's the world. Well, frozen over. If the sea is frozen over.
As it tends to do in the world.
As it might do, then we would need when we would use our skidoo.
Yeah. So we're on a skidoo and what happened to it?
It crashed through the ice.
Crashed in the ice.
Through the ice.
Through the ice.
Through the ice.
Swam
But then just underneath the ice, there was a really friendly... Seal, who's also a listener of the podcast, and he came and rescued us and hauled us out, and we found ourselves on a little island to wait on for rescue.
There goes a narwhal.
What the fuck was that?
Rock lobster.
No, it was a narwhal.
Just me.
We're actually out on a little wintry island this week, full of ice and snow, because it's the Winter Olympics starting.
Yes.
Do you know, what was that kid show with the polar bear that was like chief of the island? Had a volcano on it. But
it
also ice as well. What was it?
Yeah. No, I remember.
We're on that island.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're on about. I think we were a bit older.
Yeah, we were a bit. I think it was my little brother or something who was watching it. Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
Nope, no idea. But fair enough, we're on that island. So we're there. So it's not the usual island, which is good because I just cannot be arsed running from that fucking honey badger. And
he's cool. He's
Freddy Krueger is just getting on my nerves. He's always asking what we want for dinner. And I'm just like, Freddy, just make it.
I don't even want to say what Gordon the Gopher's asking.
I still don't know how he's on the island.
Neither do I.
But anyway, we're on a new island this week. So we've not got any of our usual comforts.
It's pretty cold.
It's really fucking cold. And we thought, since it is the Winter Olympics, we would have a wee chat about what Olympic sports equipment would you bring to the island with you to help you survive in a cold winter island? Anybody got anything?
Well, I'm going to break the rules straight away. Because that's how I roll.
You've got the sun.
I clearly misread the message here because I just thought it was Winter Olympics stuff and not necessarily equipment.
Okay, well, let's go for it.
And my thought was that I would, first straight away, I would like the women's unified Korean ice hockey team with me.
Well,
on the island.
In fairness, that's going to be a survival tool in its own right.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Specifically, the North Korean members of the women's unified ice hockey team. Because if anybody knows how to survive a fucking cold winter with no resources and no food, it's and also to do that whilst suffering against the patriarchy, it is the North Korean women's ice hockey team. So I think they would help me find food. Mm. I think that they would help me fashion my own ice skates out of shit that I found lying around the island and play a fun game of ice hockey to distract ourselves and to keep ourselves warm. And yeah, I think that they would be good.
They just don't have that finesse play though, do they? That's the problem. But North Koreans, apparently that's a complaint of the two teams going together. Yeah. It's like the South Koreans have a fairly finesse, not like European and American style hockey is very aggressive, very physical.
Yeah.
Whereas Russia, Asia, around that area, they're more finesse play.
Yeah.
So I also read today when I was looking this up.
Apparently the North Koreans are just a bit shit.
Yeah, just to double check that I'd heard the story right. Because this is the first time since the Korean War that there's going to be a unified Korean sports team, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Is
it only ice hockey?
So there are... Apparently, I've only read about it in ice hockey. The men and the women are going to have ice hockey, are going to have North Koreans. But there is a bunch, there's a group of like sort of 20 sports people from North Korea who are competing under. I don't know why they're just not competing as North Korea themselves.
Maybe. They compete in the Olympics.
No, well, they do compete in the Olympics. No, apparently they're going to march.
And they win everything.
And 100-0.
No, apparently they're going to march. They're going to enter with the South Korean teams as a sign of thing. And they're going to march under a flag of unity, which has just a map of the peninsula of Korea on a flag. Great. And they're going to, instead of having national anthems, they're going to have the traditional Korean song playing. Mm. So it's interesting. But I read an article about it. First of all, it said that it's a cynical ploy by North Koreans to try and wield South Korean influence to stop such harsh US
sanctions
against them, and that after the Olympics it's totally going to go back to normal. But the second interesting thing I read is that apparently one of the most difficult things, apart from the lack of finesse play that you pointed out, they're having real language difficulties between the two.
Because
although it's only been like 50 years or something since the Korean War.
Yeah, because they're so isolated.
South Korean, the South Korean language over the last 50 years has adopted loads of loan words from English. And they either translate English phrases into Korean, or they just directly, like a lot of the technology related words are just transliterations of English words. Conversely, the North Korean government has had a program of stripping out any words from the language that are derived from foreign sources, and they've made up their own like Korean versions for words. And so they're about a third of the words in the languages are different between North Korean and South Korean Korean.
See, with that though, I mean, I used to play football when I was younger, and I was shite at football. And when I used to shout pass, no one heard me. Because it was shite. That is the North Koreans making up an excuse. Oh, they clearly can't understand us. One word, pass.
Because that was one of the words, the examples that they gave. Was that the South Koreans shout pass in English and the North Koreans say something else or whatever. But yeah, maybe it's no one wants to pass to the North Koreans.
You only need it once to know what it means, though.
Pass! What? Pass, or me and my entire family is going to be executed.
True story.
So that was the other thing is I thought about. I thought it would be a nice humanitarian deed as well to take the North Korean ice hockey players to the island, because then...
They're not in North Korea.
Well, yeah, and also we can give them asylum on the island. We can build a republic, and then once we've got it recognised, we can give them passports. And they can get out of the place.
This winter islands.
This shit's serious.
Wait a minute, she's building a republic here. You've got your bloody Quango...
plantation.
Right? Aye, plantation on the go.
Soon to be a republic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just getting heavy on these
I'm thinking there's going to be like warring factions or something like that. It'll be a it'll be a North South Korea situation between the two islands.
I've got something up my sleeve that will secure my dominance on this new island as well.
Okay.
But
okay. What are you taking? Right.
A Zamboni.
What's a Zamboni?
Wow,
it's an ice clear thing, an ice sharp. So ice rinks. Mm-hmm. After things get cut up, it goes over and smooths the ice.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring one of them to build an infrastructure of roads on the island, which people can ice skate along.
Yeah.
And but you'll have to pay a toll.
So if you're
just
ice hockey,
like North Korea.
Yeah. If your ice hockey team wants to get about,
yeah. Wow. My roads will be the best way, and, much quicker and faster, and yeah, I'll just amass a fortune that way, and.
I like that profit. Word Zamboni.
Yeah.
Like, what is that, a brand name?
I think it is a brand name.
But it is also a very specific machine.
Yeah. So there's probably not too many Frank J. Zamboni and Company. Yeah. But yeah. I've always wanted to drive one. So two birds of one stone.
They look like good fun, like.
Well, after each fight on the ice in June.
Mm.
You could be the Zamboni driver.
Oh yeah, just going around smoothing, getting the blood off,
Yeah, smooth the clear the team. That is just an ice hockey match.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
There's nothing worse than ice hockey match. Seeing someone take a puck to the face.
Oh,
I think it was last year saw a kid take a puck to the face, and I was like, Jesus Christ! Apparently, one of the officials, or was it a play-by-play person? Someone, I think it's one of the officials, because they have a little booth down at the bottom.
Yeah,
One of them, she took a puck to the face, like a Flyers game recently. Yeah, serious shit. Like, how fast are
you going? Know where face that can be
fun. No, these are people off.
Yeah, so it's when it comes out of the... They're just travelling at
so there are bits with
speed.
Nets and bits with protection, but there are some bits without.
And even then, sometimes...
Maybe I don't
want
to go to the ice hockey.
But it's like...
They say keep your eyes on the puck at all times.
They do.
So, yeah.
Well, I find it really difficult to judge where my objects are.
Let's go to the hockey mags.
I am bringing my own shield.
Black dots getting bigger.
It was really small a minute ago.
I never know where balls are until they've like either hit me in the face or gone past my head.
So many jokes.
you're like that book Flatlander that lives in a two-dimensional universe.
I've not seen that book. But
it's about
I've not read the book,
but
it's
about a
shape
that lives in a two-dimensional universe. Okay. Only has two dimensions. That's your existence.
Well, I don't really know. I don't really know what to compare it to. Although I would say, in the last year, my entire argument in life about being shit at sports because I've only got one eye has been ruined by a certain talented Pars footballer called Mr. Dean Shields, who is a professional footballer with only one eye. He's fucking awesome.
No.
And it's like, well, I'm really pleased that Dean Shields plays for Dunfermline. He's putting me to shame by having reached professional level whilst only having one eye.
That's impressive.
So it's very impressive. Yeah, he lost sight in his eye at the age of 8. And then he only, he had an operation about 6 or 7 years ago to actually remove it, because it was like a health problem and stuff. But like, I'd always assumed that it was nigh on impossible to play a professional ball sport if you can only see it in one eye. But apparently not. So maybe if I just tried a bit harder, I wouldn't get hit in the face with things all the time.
Just try a bit harder to not get hit in the face.
That's where you're going wrong.
I'm just fucking lazy.
I would love if, like, that... You go for your next eye test and they're just like, you're just fucking lazy, aren't you?
Well, actually, to be fair, I was told my entire childhood I had a lazy eye. It's like, don't have a lazy eye, I'm blind. Like, that's no, really rude eye. To tell
I'm
me
just
that.
Lazy.
Like, no. But,
all anyway, this time.
Right, what are you taking to the island, Kutch?
I'm going to bring a toboggan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can use my roads, mate.
Yeah, well,
it's great for a free. Hang on a minute. There's no toboggan in the Winter Olympics.
Isn't there?
No. You've got the skeleton. There's bobsleigh, and there's skeleton bob, and that's.
There used to be toboggan, didn't there?
Yeah.
There's not toboggan. Isn't a Winter
Olympics
sport.
Isn't that luge?
A luge. That's it. You get bobsleigh, you get skeleton bob, and you get luge.
Luge is like an even more dangerous toboggan.
Yeah, like a luge is literally a tea tray. Like you're on a tea tray. Don't get like a traditional toboggan with like nice big sides. It's not that safe at all. It's really dangerous.
Right. Well, then in that case, I'll take a bobsleigh.
And the Jamaican bobsleigh team.
Yeah, yes.
Qualified. Amazing.
Yeah. Is it the women's? Have the men's qualified as well? Or?
There's a women's Nigerian team, but we're all American born and have like Nigerian parents and grandparents.
Yeah. But no, I would take a bobsleigh, I think.
Who's going to sit in your bobsleigh with you, though?
Well,
can we sit in your bobsleigh with you?
Maybe. I was thinking it's probably I'd use it for shelter.
Oh.
Yeah.
You really thought that, like, my choice is shit. Honestly, compared to what
we've
got here.
Well, I was
here,
toboggan
like,
a minute ago,
wow.
Which I was going to use for shelter as well, but then...
You wouldn't get much shelter.
Yeah,
well,
man.
I was thinking it would be the basis of shelter, but actually, yeah, bobsleigh is easier because you would just get inside it and then maybe put a wee jacket over the top and you've got yourself a nice wee thing. Or you could, like, kind of bury it halfway in the ground so it'll build some heat. From ground heat.
Turn upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Job done.
And then if I really want to get about places, you know, I just
Jamie's
need
Jones.
To get pay Jamie
the
or
get a run up.
Yeah. Dave, come here, just give me a push.
Give me a push. Well, the issue is of mine is I'd be too busy to give anybody a push. Now, I got a bit confused here at first. I thought we were going to Desert Island and we were going to go Winter Olympics. So I was going to bring a snow machine. I was thinking that it's just not going to work otherwise, eh? So, but I changed it up because I thought of like, my only real knowledge of Winter Olympics is from the age of 7 in 1994, the Winter Olympics on the Mega Drive. So I am taking the 1994 Winter Olympics on the Mega Drive. Basically, it was my main kind of memory. It was cross country skiing, which was BC A. Then you'd miss all the shooting. That's what you had to do, and then you'd repeat, and it was amazing. It wasn't. It was shit. I hated it.
It's like the Summer Olympic Games when it was all the track and field stuff, which was just
yeah. That or like blisters in the center of your palm from the right stick.
That's what the blisters are from.
1994. There was no way you were masturbating.
No, absolutely not.
God only knows how Mr. and on the palm of my hand is a blister.
Nice.
Nothing to do with me.
Lovely.
She's electric. It's true.
Yeah. So that'd be my choice. I'd be too busy to push you along, so I'd be trying to find a Mega Drive to play it on.
You're just literally taking the cartridge.
I've got the game. So that's all I got to do now.
You're going to die on the island.
Definitely. You've got shelter and I've got a trade item.
We did all miss a trick there, though, because you just mentioned one of the reasons I love the Winter Olympics is the really random sports that are never on the telly at any other time, including the biathlon, which is the cross-country skiing and shooting. We could have taken a fucking gun if any of us had done. Like, you didn't actually use guns in the Winter Olympics, and none of us thought to take a gun.
The corners...
First polar bear is going to fucking destroy us.
I'm going to say... The back edge corner of a Mega Drive cartridge is quite sharp, so... True. Maybe.
Also, I'm going to
skull something with it.
I'm going to have North Koreans with blades.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I'm sorted.
North Koreans with blades.
Mega Drives are probably the hot new thing in North Korea. They'll have one.
Yeah. Master Sisters, mate.
Yeah, oh, shit. Generation behind.
That's it. If anything goes tits up, Jamie, you can drive away at 4 miles per hour. You're better than Jesus, yeah. Just falling flat in space.
Oh, man.
Shall we make predictions about how many medals Britain is going to win?
Not their 10 medal. Not their 10 medal goal.
Is that our goal? Well,
yeah, up to
well,
10 medals.
We've always got people who can do the like the skeleton bob. Is Lizzie Arnold doing it again this year?
I think she is.
She normally wins. We're good at skeleton bob because one of the military bases down south has a skeleton bob track. And like it's all people from the army that get put in to do that. Also, we've got Elise Christie, the Edinburgh-based speed skater.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite good. Well,
I bet she fucked up last time.
She fucked up last time. She did like 7 different events last time, I'm sure, and either got disqualified or lost in all of them. But she's like on form and she should win something, hopefully.
We definitely won't win anything in the two events I watch, which is the hockey and the border cross.
However,
there's no chance.
What's border cross?
The curling.
Border cross. Amazing. It's like downhill biking, but for snowboard. It's really cool.
Curling,
it's a track.
Women's curling, but the men's curling apparently not that good at the moment.
Holy shit, we could totally win.
Our fucking national sport.
I love curling.
It's just
I genuinely love it. It gets tense.
I would just like to point out though,
it's like the bowls. I love bowls.
In recent years, it's become kind of cool to like the curling, but it is not cool to like the bowls. Well, they're basically the same thing.
We tried to organize curling for your stag party until we realised there was no ice on Edinburgh.
The ice rink was getting refurbed. We were going to go and do it.
No, they just take the ice away during the summer.
Oh, right, was it? I thought it was.
Oh, maybe it was.
Because it'll melt.
Does it melt?
In the summer, yeah.
Okay. Does the guy go away on holiday on his vehicle thing that you've got and it takes him like 3 months to get back?
This is round the world tour. He's away for 8 years.
And I also do like the 7-year-old child inside me really loves watching the ice skating and all the sparkly costumes that they wear.
I don't know.
I'm in it for the moguls. They do like bumps on the skis, and
they do like funny jumps in between.
Just mad hills the whole way down.
Mad events in the Winter Olympics. It's just like, who the fuck came up with these things? This is so much fun.
Who practices those events? Why would someone be like, I know what I want to be in a world art? Like, fair enough, like, I can understand people being like, I'm going to grow up and be a footballer or whatever. It's on and it's fucking everywhere. But to be like, I'm going to do moguls. must take a particular kind of person.
You're going to be the best person in the world at going over speed bumps with skis and striking a pose.
I'm going to ruin my knees.
My favourite Winter Olympic moment ever was a guy in the border cross. And there's so many people get wiped out at jumps and stuff. And he was ahead the whole time. Or most of the race, and then on the last jump did some crazy trick, which was really impressive, but fucked the landing, and then came in fourth place, so he didn't get a medal. Fourth or fifth or something. It was hilarious. I laughed so hard. Brilliant.
I think the other thing I always quite enjoy is like a lot of the snowboard events, like the half pipe and the downhill as well. That's usually quite fun.
The downhill skiing's always like a proper tense one to watch, isn't it? It's just like people firing down the hill at like 90 miles per hour. And it's just
first year they had the border cross, it only came in like a few Winter Olympics ago. It was the first time it was in, and the course was fucking amazing. But since then, they've toned it down because so many people were just like falling over and getting destroyed.
Yeah.
But I hope they have a hardcore course again this year because it's so good.
I do always love the difference as well between like the skiers and the snowboarders. And it's the same when you go to, like, if you go up to the Cairngorms or anywhere, there's always there are two different sets of people. Because the skiers have like all the gear, like the gilets and everything, it's like it's all very proper skiing gear and all very sort of athletic and swish, swish, slice. And then the snowboarders come out in like jeans and they've usually got like all their stuff underneath, but it's all the jeans and the t-shirts and, you know, it's, they're just a totally different class.
I think the main difference between them though is that the skiers are people who went straight from private school into a banking career. Whereas the snowboarders, after their private school, went on a gap year and like to pretend they went to private school. Like, that's basically everybody who is involved in snow sports.
There was something about a lot of snowboarders getting caught for THC in their blood.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, or it'll be cannabinoids. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, what do you expect when you're drug testing?
Yeah.
Like, snowboarders.
Well, it was like Sean White as well. Yeah. Like, it's like how he was ever able to compete in the Olympics, I don't know. But because I'm pretty sure he was high as a kite the entire time.
Only always, that's it. Yeah. That's the one bit I like about the Winter Olympics just now as well, as they're saying it might be too cold for the event to go ahead. Apparently with wind chill up on like the mountain at the moment, it's -24.
Oh my God.
So spectators are just like, we're not going there. Yeah. There's really one skier at the top, just frozen solid, waiting for the buzzer to go, and no one's going to be able to push the buzzer.
That's interesting, because the last Winter Olympics was in Sochi, which is a summer resort in Russia. And there was like hardly any snow, and they had to like, actually they said it was in Sochi, but actually all the events took place like 100 miles away. Whereas it sounds like South Korea is going to be a proper Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
-24.
That'll do it.
They'll bring in some North Koreans over the border. Like, you have to stand and watch. You have to cheer if they're desperate for people.
Sure. Unity.
I think the Winter Olympics do tend to be kind of like that, more so than the summer, where you've got like your main base where you'll have like the skating and you have some of the more indoor-y sports will all take place in a town that's, or city that's like not, maybe not particularly snowy, but then all your other events, they take place in the mountains, mm-hmm. like 80 mile, 100 mile away. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's the logistics of it, I think, of how
very
it works.
Insightful, Kutch.
So yeah, I wouldn't rip that.
Anyway, this island's fucking freezing.
It is. Yeah. I think we should get in my toboggan and find a way home. you can drag us, Jamie.
On the
I've already pissed myself to keep warm, just so you know.
And I've already thrown my fucking game in the sea.
Try plugging it into the snow.
It was worth a bash.
Let's go. Let's get out of here. So, Jamie, would you like to give us some socials?
I would. Please talk to us so we can look at your Facebook and see where you live. On on facebook.com/fiveclubpod or at Five Club, Twitter at Five Club, email Ken at fiveclub.co.uk, Instagram Five Club, or on www.fiveclub.co.uk.
Perfect. I think that's really it. I don't think anybody's got anything else to say. No, you don't. Good, thanks. it does really bring us to that time of the evening where I have to ask Dave. Max! I forgot Mark wasn't here.
I guess, goddamn.
Max, what is the motto for tonight?
I forgot one. God, I'm sorry, I don't have one. Please can someone help me? I don't have one.
She's actually shaking.
If you're cold, it's fine to piss yourself to keep warm.
Thank you, Jamie.
And if you're not cold, it's perfectly fine to piss yourself.
Sorry, I misheard that. I thought you said, if you're old, it's fine if you piss yourself, insinuating that Mags is a bit past it these days.
You're on the top, Kutch.
On the tenor lady.
I accept it. The, on the telly.
Tenor lady.
I cannot hear a thing. You pissed yourself and you're on the telly.
That's
your hearing's gone.
Is, I'm old, I've pissed myself on the telly. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I have seen you on the telly.
Night.
You pissed on the telly.
Wait, it was on one of the, you know, 900 channels on Sky. Doing pissing on something.
Donald Trump's favorite channel.
Good night. Ah.
Right, Jamie, I need you to fire up your 8-bit beatbox.
Hello, Fine Flowers.
That was beautiful, guys.
We're so musical.
We should get a fucking Grammy for that.
Is there a Grammy for best podcast music?
I'm going to say for 8-box. For 8-bit beatboxing.
No, but like best podcast introduction music would be, I think that's a new modern Grammy award that they need to introduce.
You mean royalty-free 8-bit?
Let's be honest, podcasts will probably be gone in a few years. It's just like introducing a ringtone category. Gone now. Gone.
Like equipment.
Equipment.
Yeah, to a winter
equipment.
What is that from?
Bo Selector. Hey, Bubbles, get your hands off my equipment. She might eat my banana, but she ain't got an inch of hair on her motherfucking body. You don't know what I'm saying.
Motherfucking pineapple.
Oh, I mean, again, I forgot Bo Selector existed. I reminded him ridiculous.
My good friend, Mary Bashir.
We've developed a bit of a saying at work, whenever my boss is going to do some television, the last thing you say to him is, now remember, don't say fuck or bugger.
Oh, dear.
Still more of it is Chris Martin with the jumping everywhere.
If you've got a suggestion, write it down on your hand, chop off your hand and send it in.
Full sight.
I took an L-type bed full of water there. Oh my god,
no, I was on that. like just
it was, I remember of a
oh my god. Oh, we're horrendous people.
Let's talk about things we can actually broadcast.
Yeah.
Fair point. I'll wait to do an intro. Who's are you?